In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Ben Thomas Noe, age 85, of Campbellsville, died Friday at his residence. He is survived by two daughters and a son-in-law, Priscilla Gallops and Donna and David Pierce of Campbellsville, one brother and one sister of Louisville, four grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ben Thomas Noe will be this morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens with full military honors. In lieu of flowers, the family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to Hospice of Central Kentucky. Mrs. Biner Sapp Hayes, age 92, of Cox Cove, Campbellsville, died Saturday at her residence. She is survived by one daughter, Lillian Lawhorn Smith, and her husband, Houston, of Campbellsville, one son, O'Neill Hayes, and wife, Cora Ellen, of Liberty, daughter-in-law, Imogene Hayes, of Liberty, five grandchildren, nine great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild, three sisters, Lily Wright of Liberty, Rosanna Adams of Columbia, and Verlene Adams of Columbia, one brother of Shepherdsville. Funeral services for Mrs. Biner Sapp Hayes will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Creston Baptist Church, with burial in the Old Antioch Cemetery. The McKinney Brown Funeral Home in Liberty is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Frank Starks, age 93, of Lebanon, died Friday after an illness. He is survived by two sons, including locally by Donald Ray Johnson of Lebanon, several grandchildren. Funeral services for Frank Starks will be Wednesday afternoon at 12:30 at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Lebanon National Cemetery, with military honors provided by the Marion County Veterans Honor Guard. The family requests visitation after 11 a.m. Wednesday at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home. Mr. Omer Talmadge Tucker, age 73, of Greensburg, died Saturday. He is survived by his wife, Reva Nell Rogers Tucker, one daughter and son-in-law, Sheila and Billy Joe Gum of Greensburg, two brothers and a sister-in-law, including locally by Tony Tucker of Greensburg, four sisters and two brothers-in-law, including locally by Boniva Slinker of Greensburg, his stepmother, Dulcie Tucker of Greensburg, stepbrother and stepsister, Curtis Slinker and Betty Judd, both of Greensburg, two grandchildren, one great-grandchild. Funeral services for Omer Talmadge Tucker will be Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Pierce Community Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home. Mr. Vernon Bohannon, age 82, of Campbellsville, died Sunday. Survivors include his wife, Louise Bohannon, one son and daughter-in-law of Nicholasville, two grandchildren, one brother and one sister, including locally by David Bohannon and wife Patsy of Campbellsville, caregiver Jamie Schick of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Vernon Bohannon will be Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Paradon Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Paradon Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the First United Methodist Church Building Fund or to Gideon Bibles. Mr. David Sharp, age 62, of Marion County, died Sunday from injuries suffered in an automobile accident. He is survived by one granddaughter, Kristen Sharp of Lebanon, two brothers and two sisters, Virgil Sharp and Jimmy Sharp of Taylor County, Florian Colvin of Sperlington, and Sprouse of Saloma. Funeral services for David Sharp will be Wednesday afternoon at 2:30 at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Hogarth Chapel Cemetery in Taylor County. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.